Good morning. Hope everybody is doing well this morning. Kind of tell you how this message came about a little bit. Of course, we know everything that's going on in the world today. We see wars and rumors of wars, and we see good versus evil, and we see evil replacing good in a lot of things, in a lot of places. We see crime running rampant. We see all kinds of things like that going on. And the Bible talks about these things in a couple of places. And in my introduction, I'm just going to read through a couple of verses of Scripture. 2 Timothy 3:1-5 says that, "But realize this, that in the last days difficult times will come. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, slanderers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malice, gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power." And the Bible warns us to avoid these things. And we see all this going on in the world today. We see people that's just ungrateful, unholy. You name it, you can see it. If you just open your eyes, you can see it. And then over in Matthew 24:4-13, Jesus answered and said to them, "See to it that no one misleads you, for many will come in my name, saying that I am the Christ, and they will mislead many people. And you will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for these things must take place. But that is not yet the end. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. But all these are merely the beginnings of birth pains. Then they will hand you over to tribulation and kill you. And you will be hated by all nations because of my name. And at that time, many will fall away. And they will betray one another and hate one another. And many false prophets will rise up and mislead many people. And because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will become cold. But the one who endures to the end is the ones who will be saved." Does that sound familiar today? Do we see all this taking place today? We see things going on today that I would have never dreamed is happening. So how do we face these things? How do we face these things that's happening and what's to come? And that's what we're going to look at today. I'm going to be mainly parting in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. And how this message came about is our Friday night table gathering has been going through a study in Ephesians. We actually finished up last week. We started a new study this week. But last week we were in the last part of Ephesians, and it talked about the whole armor of God. And it was funny. We went through that study, and God just would not let me let that go. And I had no idea I was even going to be speaking today. And then Pastor Nathan was going to speak at New Life, and he asked me, he said, "Are you good to speak this Sunday?" And I said, "Absolutely." So I knew where I was going. And he was picking with me a little bit that I'm just going to take what I taught on Friday night and bring it here. And I said, "Well, no, but maybe." But God would not let me let that go. And, you know, as we go through this this message today, I feel like that we're getting closer and closer to the end. It may not come in our lifetime, but I still think we're getting closer and closer to the end. And I want everybody to be prepared when that time comes. I want us all to be able to stand firm on the faith that God wants us to stand on. You know, we just saw in Matthew 24 that we have to stand to the end. The Bible also tells us in 2 Timothy 2:12 that if we endure, we will also reign with him. But if we deny him, he will deny us. And I hope we can all endure to the end so that we can all enjoy heaven together in eternity. But how can we endure to the end? By putting on the whole armor of God. And that's the title of the message today, is the whole armor of God. And basically it's just going to be a quick overview of the different parts of the armor of God. We could spend weeks talking about each part of the armor of God. But today's just going to be a quick overview of the different parts of the armor. And I encourage you to study these verses and learn all you can learn about the armor of God. Because that's what's going to keep us standing when others are falling away. So what is the whole armor of God? I'm going to go ahead and read in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 18. And I will read through that, and then I'm going to break that down a little bit, and we'll look at each piece of the armor of God. And hopefully you'll have a little more understanding about what we have to do to stand and to be able to stand firm on his word. So Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, the Bible says that finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. Notice there he said to put on the full armor of God. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to resist on that the evil day. And having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having belted your waist with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having strapped on your feet the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. With every prayer and request, pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, be alert with all perseverance and every request for all the saints. So we see here the armor described in these verses would be like the armor that the Roman soldiers would have been wearing back in biblical times. We're told how to put on the armor and how to prepare for this war that we're going to be fighting. Paul tells us to be prepared. And he tells us how to be prepared. And he tells us how to get on track and how to use the armor of God that's given us, that God has given us. But, you know, think about this. Even if we're on the right track, if we don't move, if we just sit there, we're going to get run over. We have to put action with it. We can't just be on the right track and not move. We have to keep pushing forward. You know, we can be given everything that we need, and we can know what we need to do, but if we don't put action to it and we don't do it, if we just sit there, nothing's going to happen. We'll be overrun by our enemies, and we have to do what the Lord's going to is leading us to do. So in verse 10, we see Paul reminding us of our relationship with the Lord. He talks about that it is by him and through him that we receive our strength. It's not of our own accord, but it's by the Lord. And the Lord has the mighty power that we need. John 15:5 tells us that I am the vine and you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. We see in this verse that we can do nothing without God. Without the help of God, we'll fall flat on our face. And believe me, I know because I've done it before. We've probably all got stories of things that we've tried to do on our own. And we pretty much fall flat on our face. But then in verse 11, Paul tells us to put on the whole armor of God. God provides the armor. But it's up to us as individuals to take the responsibility to put that armor on. And you know, it seems so simple. But think about it this way. You can have a whole closet full of clothes, but if you never wear them, what good do they do? Paul states to put on the full armor of God. And this has to be a conscious decision that we make. It's a conscious decision for us to choose the power of the Lord that he makes available to us. You know, the armor is described in detail and as well as the enemies that we face, but without the armor of God that we are unable to stand against the enemy. Think about it this way. Imagine going to war with no weapons, without a shield of any kind. Example I came up with was, think about a platoon of Marines that's just landed on a beach ready for war. They're facing the worst opposition that they faced in 50 years. Their enemy is armed with every weapon known to man, missiles, guns, grenades, chemical warfare, nuclear bombs. But they just charge towards them and screaming with no weapons and no armor. First off, that would be insane. But that would surely be a suicide mission. So we all have to make that decision. It's up to each of us. And each of us, I know, probably has been guilty of facing a much more powerful and deceitful enemy than any man or nation. And sometimes we've tried to do it on our own. Or I know I have. But this is why Paul reminds us that we have to put on the full armor. And we have to be strong in the Lord. It's not our will, but it's his. Verse 12 talks about what our enemies are. Talks about that our enemies are not flesh and blood, but it's a ruler of darkness. It's an evil one. He's been around a long time, and he's good at what he does. Have you ever noticed that the more you do something, the better you get at it? The more practice you do, the better you get. Think about this. Our enemy has been around for thousands of years. He's very experienced at stealing, killing, and destroying lives. we'll never have enough experience to deal with it on our own. But through the power of Christ and through his Spirit that lives within us, we can overcome his attacks. You see, we can't defeat an army without strategy. And Paul's outlined one of our strategies here is to be strong in the Lord and his mighty power, to put on the full armor of God. And I know I've said that and I've repeated it, but it's very important that we put on the full armor. Verse 13 talks about Paul talks about us taking up the whole armor of God daily. And it's not a choice that we can make one time and be done with it. We have to make a conscious choice daily. We have to have that armor on that, so when that day of evil comes, that we'll be ready. We have to make it a daily choice. That was one theme that I seen in our Friday night gathering when we were discussing this, was it was not something that we could do one time. We talked about that we had to make sure we'd done this daily, that it was a daily choice that we put on this armor. And it was a daily choice that we put it on properly. Think about if America just waited until they were attacked to put on their armor. They would have been destroyed years ago. Us as Christians, we have to do the same thing as our nations. We have to be prepared daily because we don't know when those attacks are going to come. We have to go through a spiritual boot camp ourselves. We have to train daily and we have to put on that armor. So verse 17, we're going to talk about the armor now. And verse 17, we're going to look at each piece of the armor. And if Zach can put that picture up, you can kind of see the different parts of the armor. You've got the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, and the shoes of the gospel of peace. And you know, you just look at that picture just a second. If they didn't have on as part of that armor, if they were missing the breastplate, they're vulnerable. They're wide open. Or their belt. You notice the belt has got a place to put their tools, their weapons. It helps hold everything together. If they're missing one piece of that armor, there's an opening somewhere. There's a vulnerability and an opening somewhere. So let's look at, like I said, I'm going to be brief on looking at all these. And this is probably going to be a fairly short message. But let's look at each part of the armor. Let's start with the belt of truth. You know, like I mentioned, the belt, it kind of holds everything else together. It helps hold their weapons within hand's reach of where they can get to them. But you know, us as Christians, we have to be belted with the truth. God desires truth and sincerity from within our inward parts. If we don't have any truth, we have nothing. Then we're standing on a lie without the truth, if the truth is not in us. So we must speak truth. We must live with truth in us at all times. If not, we'll be deceitful. But then look at the breastplate of righteousness. It would have helped protect the main part of the soldier's body from whatever may be thrown at it from the enemy. Helps protect from injury. The righteousness of Christ implanted in us is our breastplate to fortify the heart against attacks when Satan comes against us. Without that protection, we're vulnerable. We're wide open for whatever weapon that the enemy may throw at us. We have to have that righteousness. And the only way we can have that righteousness is through Jesus Christ, our Savior. If we don't have Jesus living within us, if we don't have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, then we have nothing. We have nothing. We have no righteousness. The Bible tells us that our righteousness is like filthy rags. So then what about our feet? Readiness about our feet. That comes from the gospel of peace. The Bible tells us that we have to be ready at all times. We have to be prepared. We have to be ready to defend our beliefs. We have to be able to defend God's word. How can we defend God's word if we don't know God's word? If we're not reading our Bibles every day and we're not studying God's word, then how are we going to know what we are going to stand for? The preparation of the gospel of peace is about our feet signifies a prepared and resolved frame of heart. To adhere to the gospel and abide by it, which will enable us to walk with a steady pace in the way of Christ. We have to be prepared. We have to study God's word. We have to be in His word daily. I struggle with that sometimes. Seems like every time I get ready to start reading God's word or start studying, something will come up. Or something will pop in your mind and like, I need to go take care of this real quick. And then I can come back to this. And then that leads to something else. And then before you know it, you're like, well, I'll read tomorrow. It's tough. But that's some of the wiles of the enemy. That's him getting in there and saying, "Oh, you can read this later. Let's go take care of this, and then you can come back and read your Bible." And he knows that if he can ever get in just a little bit, he's going to take the whole thing. And then the shield of faith. Soldiers would have had a shield to fight off whatever the enemy's weapons might be. Think about without a shield. If Randy's throwing something at me and I've got a shield, I can pretty much block it most of the time, maybe. But if I don't have anything to block, I'm wide open again. That was something for them to defend themselves with, to play defense. You know, our enemy, he is the devil, and the protection we must use against his fiery darts is that shield of faith. And you know, to think about this, it may be, it's not necessarily that it won't hit us, because it probably will. But maybe it won't hurt quite as bad. And especially if we had that, have that shield of faith and we have that breastplate and that helmet that we hadn't got to yet. You know, if we've got that shield, we might can knock some of the weapons down, and then we've still got that protection of everything else that's on us. But without it, again, we're just wide open. So let's talk about the helmet of salvation. You know, the helmet, it protects your head. That's what they're made for. The helmet of salvation holds our hope of salvation. And we have to protect ourselves with that helmet for our salvation. And I thought about it this way yesterday. It just kind of hit me as I was reading through my message. Where's the enemy going to attack? He's going to attack in your mind. That's going to be his first point of attack. If he can get in your mind, he's got you. So that helmet's going to secure and protect our head. But we've got to have that salvation. We've got to have that in our mind so that when he throws those fiery darts at us, we know that it's coming from the enemy. We have to keep our mind clear, which goes back to staying in God's word. So can you see how all these parts are starting to work together? If you're missing one, it's not going to work the way it's planned, the way the plan was made. So then the final part is the sword of the Spirit. And that's the word of God. We've been talking about it a lot. But the word of God is necessary. It's our manual that's going to guide us as we continue to walk in and with God. And again, without that word of God, we're going to fall for every little thing that the enemy throws at us. We have to stay in God's word. We have to be sure of our salvation, though. That's where it all starts. None of this other stuff is going to work until you're one of God's children. We need to pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. We have to be alert, and we have to always keep on praying for the saints. Notice it says we need to pray on all occasions. Guilty. I don't. I try to do. I'm trying to do better. But it's a struggle, because there's so many things that we think that we can just take care of ourselves. These little things. Oh, I don't need to involve God in this. Yeah, you do. You definitely do. Because what did we say earlier? If we try to do it ourselves, we're going to fall flat on our face. And that's normally what happens. We will definitely mess it up. Paul tells us that we have to pray, and not only pray, but we have to pray in the Spirit on all occasions. The word Spirit here is translated as pneuma, which is where we get pneumonia from. It's a current of air. It's a breath or a breeze. It's Christ's Spirit or the Holy Spirit. What Paul is telling us here is that we need to pray with everything that we have and everything that we are. And we need to pray with the very Spirit of God that lives within us. He tells us to make all kinds of prayers and requests. You know, we should remember to pray for other Christians just as Paul describes. And it don't matter what we pray about, but that we pray for everything. You know, the enemy, he wants us to stay stagnant. He wants us to stop growing. Once you've accepted Christ, he wants you to just kind of fall back and just kind of stay in the back scenes, I guess you would say. He wants to keep you beat down. And if we don't have on that whole armor of God, he will keep you beat down. If we don't keep that armor on properly, and we don't choose to, and we choose not to put it on, he's going to get in our head, he's going to get in our mind, he's going to get in our heart. He's going to get in every little part of our life. So we have to continue to pray. We have to continue to read and study God's Word. We can see right here in this little bit that we've looked at that God has prepared a strategy for us against the enemy, but it's up to us to use it. God gives us a choice. What's our choice going to be? Have the worship team to go ahead and start coming this way. Are we going to choose to live a defeated and beaten down life? Or are we going to choose to take up and put on the whole armor of God daily? And be ready when the enemy throws those curveballs at us. I want to encourage you today, as we play this last song, the altar is open. The altar is open at all times. If you ever feel God calling you in the middle of preaching or whatever it may be, come on up here. You ain't got to wait. But the altar is going to be open today. If you need somebody to pray with you, I'd be glad to pray with you. There's others here that would be glad to pray with you. First and foremost, you need to make sure that you've accepted Christ as your Savior. That's number one. Once you get that taken care of, God will lead you the way that he wants you to go after that. I say this a lot of times. Don't walk out those doors the same way you walked in today. If there's a burden, if there's anything going on, leave it up here on the altar. But I want you to commit today to trust in God and to pick up that armor and to put it on. And don't just put it on properly and put it on daily. We can all be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Go ahead and stand to your feet. I'll pray, and then we'll do this last song. And again, if you want somebody to pray with you, I will be glad to. I'll be right here in the front row somewhere. So let's pray.